Greetings. You're listening to Classical Chaos here in Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now on today's program, we feature some child prodigies, a little Mendelssohn, Chopin, and the artistry of Victoria Milova. And yes, of course, the requisite oboe music. Now we're going to begin with some Chopin. Now, he was a child prodigy who became a virtuosic pianist, despite the fact, get this, he only performed about 30 times in his professional career. Wow. He wrote brilliantly and ambitiously for the instrument, and we're going to hear that in his Grand Valse Brillante. This morning also performed by another child prodigy, Evgeny Kissin, and he began to play the piano at the age of 2. He made his concert debut at the age of 10 and has since performed worldwide. This is a great performance. It was one of his earlier recordings, and it was performed live at Carnegie Hall. Wow, what the pressure is that. Here is Evgeny Kissin. How perfect a way is that to start a program that was Evgeny Kissing with Chopin's Grand Valse Brilliant number 2. And we're going to move on to some Mendelssohn. Now, I'm very moved with this next selection by a passionate listener, Margaret, who described her visit to Scotland as an opulence of purple heather, spotted with blue skies and magical. And haven't I ever come back here again? It is so incredible. Well, you know what? Mendelssohn himself was also so inspired, and he wrote his Scottish Symphony while on a trip back to the land in 1829. Now, on his tour to Scotland, he wrote to his parents, "Late at dusk today, we went to the palace where Queen Mary lived and loved. There's a small room there with a winding stairway to the tower. The chapel adjoining it no longer has any roof. There is much grass and ivy growing, and on the crumbling altar, Mary was crowned Queen of Scotland. All is in ruins, decaying, but the clear sky shines in." Well, I believe I found here today the beginnings of my Scottish symphony. Those are the words of Mendelssohn after a tour of Edinburgh. And this morning we're going to hear his impressions translated into music. This is the finale from his symphony number 3. Of course, it's called The Scottish. So for our lovely listener, Margaret, and celebrating Mendelssohn, and of course Scotland, here's the New Philharmonia Orchestra.
Thank you.
You've got to wait for that final chord. That was the New Philharmonia Orchestra with Wolfgang Swalish conducting, and the finale from Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 3, nicknamed the Scottish. You're listening to Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And I could not resist and give in to one of my favorites today and play some unaccompanied Bach, hauntingly beautiful and yet so refined. Here's Victoria Malova and the closing selections from Bach's Partita No. 1 in B minor.
Thank you.
How powerful is that? That was the beautiful sounds of Victoria Malova and the closing selections from Bach's Partita No. 1 in B minor. We're going to move it up a little bit, a couple centuries in any case, to an icon of American music. I'm talking about the composer Philip Glass. Now, he is often said to be one of the most influential composers of the late 20th century. You know, I saw him at the Chan Center, and 21st century, we'll put that in as well. His music is often described as minimalist, but he describes himself instead as a composer of music with repetitive structures. This morning, we're going to be hearing a selection called Changing Opinion, as most of us do. This comes from the disc, The Essential Philip Glass. On the floor.
Sometimes it was a murmur. Sometimes it was a pause. Sometimes it seemed to disappear, but then with the quarter turn of the head, it would roll around the sofa. An Nimbus humming cloud. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Changing Opinion by Philip Glass and his ensemble. And that comes from the disc The Essential Philip Glass. You're listening to Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And it is my favorite time of the program. I'm speaking of oboe music time. Now we're going to go back to some child prodigies. We heard some earlier ones at the start of the program. But this one comes even though his family did not want him to be a musician or composer. I'm speaking of Telemann, who actually became one of the most prolific composers in history. And, you know, he wrote some great oboe music, which I love. And we're going to hear a lovely performance by Marilyn Zipnik, Mark Schumann, and Raymond Lepart. So let's take a listen to some of his talents and one of the best instruments in the world. Here's the Oboe Sonata in B-flat major.
Thank you. Thank you.
How sprightly, and some fast oboe tonguing in that. That was Marilyn Zubnik, Mark Schumann, and Raymond Lepard, and Telemann's Oboe Sonata in B-flat major. You're listening to Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And we seem to have all the hits on today's program, and artists whose parents did not approve of their profession of choice, including American composer Samuel Barber. Now, he began composing at an early age, with his first operatic attempt at the age of 10. He went on to study composition, piano, and voice, well, triple threat, at the Curtis Institute. Now, he did know at an early age that he was destined to be a composer, and this is attested to in this letter that he wrote to his mother. He says, "Dear Mother, I have written this to tell you my worrying secret. Now, don't cry when you read it, because it is neither yours nor my fault. I suppose I will have to tell it now without any nonsense. To begin with, I was not meant to be an athlete. I was meant to be a composer, and will be, I'm sure. I'll ask you one more thing. Don't ask me to try to forget this unpleasant thing and go play football, please. Sometimes I've been worrying about this so much that it makes me mad." Okay, that's the voice of Samuel Barber. Well, I'm decided and delighted that he has decided on composition. And we're going to hear a lovely selection. We only have time for one from his completed songbook. Let's take a listen. The beautiful voice of Cheryl Studer, and that was Love's Caution, music by Samuel Barber. You've been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do stay